Describe a time you had to change your plan. I would like to talk about a time I changed my plan regarding the type of accommodation I wanted to live in. It was a year ago when I had saved enough money and started to think of buying an apartment, which was what I had always been dreaming of. However, after the news reported a case of apartment in flames in the city centre and many victims were stuck unreachable, I was so frightened that I immediately changed my plan and decided to buy a piece of land to build a house. An apartment had first been my choice because, compared to a house, it is much more affordable, and with the availability of security guards and cameras, my property is protected from burglars. Having said that, the mentioned incident was like an alert for me to be more aware of the possible danger of living in an apartment and other types of high buildings, where evacuation, in case of emergency, is a big issue. Making changes has never been easy for me, as I prefer to stick to the plan that has been made in advance. But in that case, there seemed not to be a better choice. Buying a house instead of an apartment was a big challenge to my budget. I had to work flat out, cut down on living expenses, and take a loan from the bank. It was such a hard time, but my effort finally paid off, and it is now my pleasure going to the construction site every evening and watching my house being gradually completed. 1. What kinds of changes do people in your country usually make? There are many of them, and I think that people make changes very often. However, the most common kind is the change of career. People change their jobs for different reasons. While some want to experience a new working environment, others may seek opportunities for job promotion and higher income. There are also some others who have conflicts with their boss or colleagues, and they want to get a new job to avoid further trouble. 2. What are the common reasons people need to change plans? If a situation is problematic or unsuitable, making certain changes to improve it can be a good solution. Take running a business as an example. When a marketing strategy is not effective to approach potential customers, it is necessary for that company to make an alteration if they don't want to risk losing a big budget for no good result. 3. Who are more adaptable to changes, young or old people? Without doubt, I would say it's young people. They are more creative and always seize opportunities to experience new things. By contrast, the older ones tend to seek stability and they like to do things in a conventional way. For example, while young people are keen on reading online news on smart devices, the elderly still prefer getting information from printed newspapers.